In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle reading for the Sunday after Theophany will be from Ephesians, and I don't know if I'll speak about it tomorrow, so I wanted to say some things about it now, just in survey, really rather quickly. The Apostle says, every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Of course, the gift of Christ is that He became man and made our humanity capable of life by imbuing it with divinity. He completely filled His humanity with divinity such that it could not corrupt. And the same thing will happen with our humanity. This is the gift that God gave to us. He became man so that we could become, as St. Athanasius says, God. That is, like God, that we would have eternal life. And then he goes and says a little bit about the mechanism, if you will, of how this happened. This is something we can't understand, so really, no matter how much we explain it, we will not understand it. But still, there are some details. And this is something that is very present, especially in our Paschal services. In fact, in the Paschal Praparia. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. He gave gifts upon men, unto men. Now, that he ascended, what is it that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same as that has ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. This is describing how our Lord, after His death and His burial in the tomb, in Joseph's tomb, went down into Hades and destroyed the power of death. Or excuse me, the power of sin that it causes death. He broke the bars of Hades. He led captivity captive. That is, captivity to sin. Now, we are no longer captive to sin. We can choose to be slaves to sin, but before there was no choice. We were slaves to sin. Unfortunately, the vast majority of people choose to be enslaved to sin. But those who are baptized can choose not to be slaves to sin. He led captivity captive. And it says, who is he that ascended, but he that also descended? Referring to his descent into Hades and his breaking of the bars of death, the bars of Hades. And of course the imagery in Pascha and all the services after Pascha during the Paschalion is replete with this. And of course the Paschal Traparion has this idea. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death. Then he says something about, and he gave some apostles, prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. He is describing here the purpose of the church. Because there are some that are apostles, prophets, preachers, evangelists. These are positions in the church or ministries in the church. And I recently heard someone give the purpose of the church. And this person said, it is to prepare us for our death. For that moment of passing from this life to the next. And I suppose, in a Christian context, that's a correct definition. But a better definition is that the purpose of the church is that we have unity with God. The whole purpose of everything in the church is that you and I have unity with God. Now, the only way to have unity with God is the perfecting of the saints. Because we cannot abide by being in the presence of perfection if we are slaves to sin. Not an idea, which is a Western one, that if we have sins, God will judge us and we will be condemned to torments. No, our own conscience, our own imperfection, our own baseness of character will make it impossible for us to be in the presence of God unless we will have lived this life with a desire to be perfected. I said desire. The perfection is accomplished by God, because with man, the things that are impossible are possible for God. So this epistle gives a very good definition of the church. So let's listen to it again. First of all, he describes the people in the church, right? He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For, here's the purpose, the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Okay, so far that's more general. Okay, I guess perfecting is pretty specific. But let's see what that means. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect. I learned today that that word perfect is actually complete, finished, lacking in nothing. So it implies a process to get there. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So the purpose of the church is for us to become like Christ. Unto the measure of the stature and the fullness of Christ. That's why you're here. Not only in this building, but alive in general. So that you could grow into the stature and the fullness of Christ. Nothing less. And there can be nothing more. This is our purpose, and this is the purpose of the church. That's why, as a pastor, I fight against legalism all the time. And sometimes somebody hears from me when the first thing they tell me in confession is, well, I might have had wine on Wednesday. Well, okay. Have you loved? Have you prayed? Have you had any resentment towards anybody? What about all those other things that are keeping you far from God? If you want to mention that you had wine on Wednesday and didn't think you should have, let it be the 100th thing, not the first. God wants you to become perfected according to the measure and the stature of the Son of God. And this is the purpose of the church. Everything you do should be for that. Standing in vigil should be for perfection. Praying your prayers in the morning for perfection. Loving your enemies for perfection. Everything is so that you would grow and change and become perfect. And the perfect man will be able to be in the presence of perfection and be happy. I love that the word makari, that we translate blessed, also means happy. Not happy like at Disney World roller coaster happy. This fulfillment of happiness, of being complete and perfect and whole and lacking nothing. That's the purpose of the church, brothers and sisters. And the epistle tells us quite clearly that. And also this epistle is for the Sunday after Theophany. It makes sense. Because the baptism of Christ made possible our baptism, right? He changed the nature of water so that water could impart unto us this energy, if you want to call it that. That's not a theologically precise term, but you know this ability to become perfected. The water does that by the economy of God. And so it makes sense after Theophany to speak about perfection. Because that's why you're here. And that's why the church is here. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.